Pioneer tech for superior products. What sets companies like Google, Apple, and Netflix apart as leading innovators? It's their strong focus on leveraging technology that gives them the competitive edge. Instead of seeing technology as a necessary expense or a tool for internal tasks, these companies have built a culture where technology drives their future. How a company uses technology shapes its product strategy and leadership. Some companies treat technology as a means to handle internal tasks, like payroll or budgeting software. These tools serve the company, not the customers. Such companies often limit their product teams, directing them rather than empowering them to identify and solve problems independently. On the other hand, companies that value technology empower their product teams to strategize, hire talent, and develop products that directly benefit consumers. By framing challenges for teams to solve, rather than just tasks to complete, they promote a culture of innovation. This culture not only leads to better products, but also cultivates strong leaders. Empower teams to peak performance. Great product managers don't just focus on the results, they understand the importance of nurturing their team members for maximum success. Instead of viewing the team solely as a means to an end, effective managers see it as a reflection of their leadership. To excel in this role, you must adopt a coaching mindset that prioritizes empowering each team member to reach their full potential. Here's how you can do it. 1. Know your team members' strengths and weaknesses. Help them excel by leveraging their strengths and supporting them in areas where they may need improvement. 2. Create an environment where team members feel ownership over their work by respecting and accommodating their work styles. 3. Trust your team to handle tasks without constant oversight. Step in only when guidance is needed, rather than micromanaging every detail. 4. Promote diversity within your team to bring in different perspectives and ideas, which can lead to more innovative solutions. 5. Push your team members beyond their comfort zones to help them grow and become more confident in their abilities. 6. Stick to your commitments and provide feedback constructively. Praise publicly and address concerns privately to develop trust among team members. 7. Don't delay addressing mistakes or performance issues. Promptly correct mistakes and provide support or, if necessary, take action to ensure the team's progress isn't hindered. Recruit based on skill and integrity. When it comes to hiring new team members, companies often rely on their human resources department. However, this can be problematic as HR might not fully grasp the specific talents needed for a product manager's team. It's more effective for product team leaders to take charge of hiring. But sometimes, product managers focus on the wrong traits when scouting for new talent. For instance, there's a common misconception that hiring top performers always leads to success. However, many high achievers tend to bring along an air of arrogance that can harm team dynamics and morale. When bringing new people onto a product team, focus on two key things: competence and diversity. Competence. Make sure the potential hire has the basic skills and experience to do the job. They don't need to be experts, but they should know the essentials of working on a product team. Look for candidates who show potential for growth. Diversity. Avoid falling into the trap of hiring people who are too similar to yourself or your current team. Seek out candidates from diverse backgrounds. This not only enriches your team with different perspectives, insights, and opinions, but also increases the likelihood of creating better products. Instead of waiting around for talent to come to you, take charge like a college coach scouting for top players. Don't limit your search to traditional sources. Great product talent can be found in unexpected places like finance, marketing, or legal departments. Maintain team focus. Product statement. Most big companies lay out their goals in a mission statement. This sums up what they aim to achieve. Alongside this, they have product statements. These explain how the company plans to reach those goals with the stuff they make. Product statements outline a company's vision for the future and how their solutions tackle real customer problems to create a better world. They provide a shared goal for product designers and offer guidance for product leaders. Think of it like a director setting the tone for a play. While actors, props, and sets make up the actual performance, the product, the director's vision ensures everything comes together to create a specific experience for the audience, the product vision. Compelling product visions. Many companies use vision types to showcase their products in a way that inspires excitement and motivation. These commercials paint a picture of how using the product can make life better. They focus on the customer's experience, often using music to highlight emotions and show how the product improves their lives. For example, think of Apple's ads, which depict a world where using their latest products makes everything easier. These commercials aren't just about selling a product, they're about creating a vision of a better future. Your product statement is like your secret weapon for rallying your team behind a common goal. It's the magic phrase that gets everyone on board and fired up to work hard. When things get tough, it's your guiding light, keeping you motivated and pushing you forward. Enable optimal performance in product teams. The way you organize your team's tasks, determine how many teams you need for a project, and manage their collaboration can make or break the success of your product. Many products flop because teams don't communicate well or understand their roles clearly. Transform your product team into powerhouse problem solvers. Instead of handing them mundane to-do lists, present them with challenges to conquer. When a team cracks a problem independently, each member feels a sense of ownership. They realize how their creativity directly impacts the value they produce. Granting teams the freedom to tackle tasks their way can be the tipping point between content, industrious employees, and disheartened, unmotivated ones. Teams in product development. When creating a product, two main teams are at play: the platform team and the experience team. The platform team deals with the technical nitty-gritty. Think of them as the backstage crew. They handle complex stuff like coding and managing data storage. For instance, if we're talking about YouTube, these are the folks ensuring the website runs smoothly behind the scenes. On the other hand, the experience team is all about making the product user-friendly. They're like the front-of-house staff. Their job is to craft features that enhance your experience, like instant replay or sharing options on YouTube. But the platform team isn't just doing their own thing, they're lending a hand to the experience team. By taking care of the technical heavy lifting, they free up the experience team to focus on what users really want. Consistent communication and collaboration towards a common goal are essential for keeping operations running smoothly. By maintaining constant contact and working together, teams can stay on track and meet their objectives on time. Assigning weekly goals helps to ensure that everyone remains focused and accountable, which ultimately facilitates business growth. When experienced teams clearly communicate their needs and expectations to platform teams, it streamlines the process of creating larger and more complex products. Prioritize problems with strategic product planning. Many companies miss out on having a solid plan for their products. Instead, they keep their teams busy adding new features without considering if it benefits the company. Take Pandora, for instance. They introduced a process called Pandora Prioritization Process to let stakeholders choose which features they wanted. Despite this, the features created didn't really meet customer needs or contribute to any clear goals. As a result, Pandora's popularity declined over time. Companies often struggle with product strategy because it's a complex process that requires hard work and deep thinking. 1. Focus. Decide what's important and stick to it. Some companies try to address 50 or more objectives at once, which just confuses everyone. Narrowing down what's important gives clear goals for teams to aim for. 2. Insights. Take the time to understand what your customers need or want. This means digging into data, talking to customers, and figuring out their pain points. For instance, if you work at a bank and notice customers want easier access to their accounts, creating a user-friendly app might be the solution. 3. Action. Turn your insights into actionable goals. If you're on the tech side, this might mean building an app. If you're on the design team, it's about crafting the features. Equip each team with the right info and tools to reach their objectives. 4. Manage. Don't breathe down your team's necks. As a leader, your job is to empower them, not micromanage them. Instead of dictating every step, present them with challenges and let them find their solutions. For example, rather than telling them exactly how to build the app, focus on improving customer experience and let them figure out the best approach. An effective product strategy is key to creating products that add real value and drive growth. It gives your teams a clear direction and helps them choose which problems are worth solving. engage the entire company collaboratively. When you switch your product team's focus from serving internal business needs to solving customer problems, your interactions with the rest of the company will evolve. Instead of viewing company stakeholders as clients to satisfy, work together with them to develop your products. Getting stakeholders on board with a new model might seem tough at first, but it's crucial to remind them that the old way wasn't cutting it. The new model is designed to bring in the results our company needs to thrive. When we show how this change leads to profit, that's what really gets everyone excited. Stakeholder insights matter. When you decide to work more closely with others, like stakeholders, it can really boost your team's game. Think of stakeholders as people who hold valuable knowledge and opinions. For instance, big-shot executives can tell your team if a solution is actually doable, worth it, valuable, or even practical. Let's say your team is working on a product that solves a customer's problem, but it turns out there are legal rules standing in the way. Maybe it involves using dangerous stuff. That's where stakeholders come in handy. They can give you the heads up on these things. Stakeholders basically lay down the ground rules for what your team can and can't do when it comes to solving problems. Encourage everyone in the company to share what they know. It helps different departments do better, come up with fresh ideas, and understand how to grab new chances. For instance, a person in marketing might spot a big problem with a new product that the product team might miss. With more people checking out product development, we can lower the chances of a product failing in the market. Key points. 1. Encourage teams to solve problems independently to spark innovation. 2. Support each team member's strengths and backgrounds for better teamwork. 3. Hire skilled people from diverse backgrounds to enrich your team. 4. Create a clear plan for your product to guide your team's efforts. 5. Divide your team into technical and user-focused groups for efficiency. 6. Plan your product based on customer needs and team capabilities. 7. Collaborate with all company members to ensure product success and profitability.